I think Lauren Taylor's going to join us. Thanks, Lauren. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Chairman Kennedy. Good morning, everyone. I, too, would like to express the Alumni Association's gratitude for this board's support of the association's programs, communications, and services, and especially to Chairman Kennedy, who has been an active member of our board of directors and participated in some discussions about which I intend to speak today, which is to give you a brief update on several activities of ours and in four particular areas. One, a statement by the Board of Directors on civil discourse in the university community, steps that we're taking in our own strategic planning process, our alumni awards for achievement and service, and then an update on our Illinois Connection advocacy program. The Association's Board of Directors met on the UIC campus on February 7th, and thank you, Chancellor Alan Mears, for hosting us. It was meeting during a time that there was a public discussion taking place by way of social media on this campus that had taken an ugly turn. The university used that opportunity to reinforce the fact that there are appropriate standards for expressing opposing views in a respectful manner, and the association's board wanted to support those efforts, and so it created this statement that appears on our website, uiaa.org, and it reminds us of other times in the university's history when we embraced inclusivity and civility, most notably when persons with disabilities were welcomed to this campus at a time when it was not fashionable to do so anywhere else in the country. And it also reminds us that there are standards that both alumni and students should be expected to uphold. So I encourage you to take a look at that statement. At that same meeting, the board gave its support for the association to pursue its next strategic planning initiative as well, following on the heels of the campuses and the foundation's roadmap exercise. We're currently reviewing consultants that can help guide us through this process, which we expect to include a constituent review wherein we will seek feedback from both internal and external constituencies, from university leaders and from alumni leaders, to help determine our direction and focus for the next several years. And we expect this to occur over the next 6 months or so. We are also now just in the process of announcing our alumni award recipients for 2014. We're very proud of this distinguished and diverse group of people that include such notables as a senior astrophysicist at the Naval Research Laboratory in George Carruthers on the top left there, a retired partner at the accounting firm of Ernst & Young in Tom Vogelsanger, and not to be overlooked, an all-star center fielder for the New York Yankees in Curtis Granderson. And yes, we're aware that he's now with the New York Mets. We do have a requirement that our award recipients be present to accept their awards, but we may have to make an exception in Curtis Granderson's case, and we've had this discussion with him, that if he's playing baseball in the postseason, we'll give him a pass. Of course, we all know that this is the year that the Chicago Cubs will be in the World Series, so we really don't need to worry too much about that. You don't see Springfield up there. We do have some outstanding recipients from that campus. We're still in the process of contacting them and confirming their attendance, and we'll be making those names public very soon. Lastly, I'm very pleased to report that this year's Illinois Lobby Day at the Capitol will coincide with your meeting in Springfield in May. We'll have alumni that will be joining you at a reception on May 13th and then at an early morning meeting on the 14th, followed by a briefing for alumni before we set them loose in the Capitol to have legislative visits all day long. We've been working closely with Susan Keyes and with Cappy Lang to make sure that this is the most productive and effective day that it can possibly be. We're very proud of the Illinois Connection program. It has answered the university's call on many occasions in recent years. Most recently, when we helped generate more than 1,000 letters, calls, and emails over just a three-day period to Senators Durbin and Kirk and the entire Illinois congressional delegation in support of their support for the UI Labs grant. So we're very pleased with the way that turned out, and we celebrate with all of you in that great accomplishment. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. I have to say, Lauren, that last piece was really critical, and the ability of the Alumni Association to move forward on short notice with great impact was, you know, a huge win for us. And that's a relatively new program that you guys have been working on, but it's a terrific one. I hope we'll continue to build on it.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Thanks, Lauren.